All right, here's a nice insomnia episode of Ham Radio. For, man, like 3 days now, I've just been like, can't fall asleep, and then I don't sleep long enough, and then you wake up and just like, you only had, you know, I mean, I need like 9 hours, and I never get it. So you get like 5 hours, and you feel all fucked. Then I get up and do some stuff, but nothing productive because I can't fucking focus on anything. And then try to take a little nap in the day. That doesn't really take. And then tonight, man, Jesus, it was ridiculous. Like, so tired, so exhausted at like 8 o'clock when the sun was going down. I went and laid down. Like, I couldn't keep my eyes open. I'm so tired. And just boom. But then 10 minutes later, I wake up again. It's fucking insane. Like, it just hits this point where it's like, body, what do you want me to do, man? What do you want me to do? And then finally that same sort of thing happened at like 1 in the morning. And it was just too much. Just too many days of this torture. Of just like nothing. There's no escape. There's nothing you can do. You're just miserable. And it was the wave broke. The barriers, the levees broke and just flooded me with just like super frustration. These are the times when, like, when I used to have jobs. What a nightmare when you know you have to work the next day and you just can't sleep. It's horrible. But yeah, just like angry. It made me so mad. I just want to like fucking punch things or hit myself in the head. Just like so angry. Like, why can't I just go to sleep? I'm exhausted. So, nothing you can do in those cases but get the fuck out. And it did not dissipate quickly. Man, I got up, put on a hoodie, went for a walk. I'm like down the street partway and still just mad, just so mad because I can't sleep. It's fucking not fair. It sucks. But the only way to deal with this type of thing is to not fight it. Just do it. Thank Christ I live a life where I don't have to go to a job. Like, thank God. Because, I like it better when I can wake up early and do stuff for the day. But, I don't know, it really is tough once the weather starts getting good to dedicate oneself to doing work. Get up, go to a coffee shop, do some writing. Just seems very hard to do when it's nice out. It's easy to do in the winter, much easier. You just feel insulated and I don't know. Anyway, maybe my body's trying to tell me to be a night person for a while. Like, maybe that's it. Maybe I just have to do that. Because then I get up and I'm walking down the street and, you know, it was like 1 in the morning, so all the bars were still wrapping up for the evening. And my little stretch of Dundas West is like, you got Queen Street West is kind of the cool hipstery shit. So Dundas West is like, you know, it's the sub that. It's not exactly hopping on a Tuesday night, but it's not so bad. There's people out. There's young people in their 20s, drunken in love. And yeah, I don't know, just being out at night reminded me of Vancouver where I had tons of night jobs, or just New York, because I don't know. Toronto it's the closest we got. It's the closest Canada's got to New York. And it's just nice in a way, nice to be out at night. So fuck it. So fuck it. Fuck. Fine. I'll just get up. But then I'm like, should I take this all the way? Should I go to a fucking coffee shop and just get a coffee and just be like, fuck you, brain, fuck you, body, fuck you, happiness on earth and good feelings of being a human, just fuck it all. And I just can't bring myself to get a coffee, like, it's too much. I'm still holding out hope that after I walk, I'll, like, wear myself out or something, and I'll get home, and I'll be able to go to fucking sleep, man. I shouldn't be recording right now. Seems like there's no one around, but there probably is. All right, so anyway, I put together a playlist of some songs that I've been listening to lately. Mostly not new stuff, but just stuff that crossed my path for whatever reason that I'm like, oh yeah, you remember that? That was good. Well, like, me and Craig went on a little Justin Timberlake jag. Just pull it up on YouTube. Hey, let's just watch some Justin Timberlake videos. Yay, he's fucking surprisingly cool, considering he used to be in NSYNC. But I'm not going to play him. It's that I pulled up the video for Like I Love You, that I think was his first solo single, where he dances around in front of that 7-Eleven, which is the same 7-Eleven from the Smashing Pumpkins video in 1979. And in that song, because it's produced by the Neptunes, they reference the NERD song Brain. So then I pulled that up, and that song is so fucking good, it's insane, man. I fucking love the shit out of that song so much. I mean, it's just a catchy-ass song, but I really love just its little... It's just a little reversal of the normal, you know, you act like, oh, we're supposed to love people for their minds or for their souls or for their being and not for their body. That's shallow. But it's a really underdeveloped idea. I mean, the mind-body dichotomy, it's like you cannot separate mind from body, as I'm clearly a proof of right now. My stupid body hasn't slept forever, and now I'm acting like a goddamn weirdo, and I just... Blah. There is no mind without body. It's totally interconnected. But in our estimation of other people, it's not supposed to be that way. The body's not supposed to be a thing. Hey, there's somebody. There's somebody walking. Anyway, so the basic thing with this song is... Do I actually love you the person, or do I just love your brain? Do I just love the interesting, weird shit that you say? I think that's a good song. All right, let's listen to that. Brain by NERD. down here on Queen Street West now and noticed that all the coffee shops are closed. I don't know why my coffee shop was open 24 hours. It's fucking stupid. It's because we were some kind of flagship store. It's supposed to be important. It's not a waste of time. Mega stumbly drunk guy just stumbled by. See, I don't really like getting drunk that much either. I only like coffee. And I only like coffee because I can't fucking sleep, so I'm always tired. So, speaking of that last song, Girls and Their Brains, I was just blabbing through email to Ian the other day, which is pretty unusual because we haven't really been in contact for a long time. In fact, the fifth anniversary of me meeting her just went by. Time flies, man. Yeah, she emailed me, I don't know, a little while back just to say, like, hey, yo. She talks like that. She's like, hey, yo, dog. Blah, blah, blah. Why am I even recording myself? Fuck. Just think. Use your stupid fucking brain. Think, man. Think about words you're trying to say. Oh, I hate being tired. I hate it so much. Like, literally, I can take sleeping pills and it doesn't matter. It doesn't work. It's fucking insane. Why am I even telling this story? What is the point? Anyway, I guess just that she emailed and was like, hey, man, what have you been up to? Like, let's commiserate a little. And it's kind of nice to have a little chitty chat here and there. But it's weird, too, how it brings things back into the present surprisingly quickly and clearly. Where you just really quickly remember a lot of stuff about, like, oh, yeah, things like, some things were good, some things were bad, things felt this way, things felt that way. And then I was like, well, let's kick that up another notch. Let's go back to one of the old ham radios that I recorded in New York. Went to, like, number 32. It was like a crazy-ass four-hour episode of me and Ian walking around New York. And, man, it's just... Well, I mean, that's one thing I always liked about that girl, is I did not understand or agree with a lot of her opinions. But she never said anything dumb. Like, she just never said dumb stuff. Anytime she said something, it was totally smart. It just might have been fucking crazy and weird to me. But, again, that's because I'm Johnny Joe Square Boy. But also listening back, man, ugh, it's weird to hear yourself from 5 years ago. Just like, listen to this fucking idiot. What a jerk off. I got my little radio voice that I'm probably doing right now. I can't help it. If I've been recording podcasts this long, this is as good as it's going to get. But I can't talk normally when I'm being recorded. There's always something different about it because I know it's being recorded. It's for posterity. It's for someone to hear. It's not just for no reason. If for nothing else, it's so I can listen back to it in 5 years, I guess. But I'm just like, ugh, listen to that little fuck. Who is that jerk off? Not incredibly pleased hearing my old self. I used to wish I had, you know, podcast technology when I was in high school. Wouldn't it be interesting to go back to when I was 17 and listen to that? But it probably wouldn't. It'd probably be fucking horrible. Anyway, I heard Alec Baldwin, of all random people, say something today that was kind of nice, where he's talking about how with acting roles, an old actor saying is that with each role that you take is an opportunity to, like, excise and leave behind some part of yourself that you don't like. And I was like, oh, that's nice. Maybe, like, all that nonsense and going to New York, all that silly shit. It's a nice way to purge some shit. Maybe 5 years from now, when I listen back to this episode, it won't seem as jarring. You know, maybe I got some fucking dumb crap out of my system. Seems unlikely, though. Just listening to my ramblings right now, I can't imagine these seeming particularly inspirational. And oh, I'd be so filled with pride. Pride at how I'm a fucking nonsense insomniac with no job or direction in life. Congratulations, son. You did it. You made it. But there's the CN Tower. Now I'm just rambling. Let's listen to The District Sleeps Tonight by the Postal Service. Shall we? Man, I don't know if anyone still listens to this fucking show who just like skips the music or whatever. But what is the point of that? Really? You just listen to all that and you're not even gonna listen to a goddamn song? That's fucking dumb, man. Or woman. Hey, whatever. I can't tell you how to live your life. Here's the song.
Explaining that I'm just visiting.
That's Rusty Rake by SNFU, also one of the best songs I've ever heard. Let's just keep it going, man. Keep going with the music. Fuck it with this talking. Go fuck yourself talking. This is Banged and Blown Through by Saul Williams and Trent Reznor. Also super awesome. Stopped in a 7-Eleven, bought some junk. 7-Eleven always reminds me of Vancouver, because that's where I first was ever in a 7-Eleven. That's definitely a running theme of this show. Everything reminds me of everything. This reminds me of that. Some place that I'm at is like another place that I was at. You know, there's a lot of weird stuff in Toronto. You know, every block, some weird store is there or whatever. I just passed a place that does ballet, Russian style, some weird sign, entrance in the back, like, there's a lot of weird shit. But it's just not the same as in New York. Just the density is just not there. It's weird, like, all the pieces are there. There's not much in New York that you can't find somewhere in Toronto, too. but it just doesn't feel the same because it's not as compact. Toronto doesn't really feel very cool to me. But I think that's why I like it, because I don't want shit to be too fucking crazy. I don't need that in my life. All right, well, here's a song that I heard in Montreal. Me and my good friend Matt were driving to some shawarma place or something. And his car only has a radio. So we're listening to the radio, which is not something that I do that often. Man, I'm definitely the only person out who's not drunk. Drunk people sure are annoying when you're not drunk, right? So stumbly and annoying. And loud and yelly, much like I am. But at least I'm walking in a straight line. Oh man, my brain just keeps wandering. Like, I can't stick to one fucking... Alright, so we were in Montreal. We were driving somewhere. Saint Laurent, technically. This song came on the radio and we both just sat and listened to it, and we were both, didn't know who it was, but we both liked it. And then a couple of weeks later, I got an email from Matt and he's like, hey, remember that song on the radio? Well, here it is. I found out what it is. And it's a band from England called Foal, F-O-A-L, and the song is called Inhaler. There's a really cool video too. I like the video a lot. So this is just kind of a neat little tune. Listen to that while I eat my fucking 7-Eleven junk.
You make-
Oh yeah, hey, I had a Canadian celebrity sighting the other day. Who I would consider a celebrity is, I've been playing quite a bit in the last few episodes, songs from the new Gallows album, where their new singer is Wade, who used to be in Alexis on Fire. Isn't it the worst, if you don't know any of these bands, like, music nerds, like, oh, you know, Jim, who used to be from the Tip Top Ding Dang Bang Bang band? It's like, yeah, oh, of course, man, I heard he was doing shit for the Zing Fuck Fuck Fags these days. Anyway, me and Craig were walking home from the Duff Mall down Brock, and we walked by him. We walked by Wade from Alexis on Fire, and Gallows, and the Black Lungs. And I didn't want to stop him and be a weird fanboy. I would have done that 10 years ago, but I'm in my 30s now. I don't need to do that. However, I did give him a Twitter shout out. It's just like, oh, saw this dude in Little Portugal. I didn't want to stop him. But I did want to say that the new Gallows album is awesome, because it is. And he retweeted me, confirming that it was, in fact, him. So our neighborhood, Little Portugal, it's right behind Parkdale, which Parkdale is, if I had to make an equivalency, it's kind of the Williamsburg, sort of, I guess, of Toronto. Weird rundown neighborhood full of crazy people that a bunch of hip-ass kids moved into. So we live right behind that. And Wade's got this, his band, the Black Lungs, they have a song called Stay Out of Parkdale that's about when he first moved there in his first fucked up apartment. And it seems appropriate, because he was just outside Parkdale. He wasn't back in Parkdale. He's just outside it, walking away from it. So here's the Black Lungs with Stay Out of Parkdale. Actually, let's play a Gallows song after all. This is from a fucking EP that they put out. I don't know what this song's called. It's about fucking the world, man. So let's listen to that. Blue, blue, and it's That song's called Mondo Chaos by Gallows. And while we're in that kind of mood, man, let's play Fuck the World by Tiger Army. Why the fuck not? You know, I just saw somebody driving around in a little van, changing the signs, like the posters at the bus stops. Just one of those mystery things that just happens. Just, oh, one day you walk by and there's a different poster there. I love seeing stuff like that. I don't know why. I just love the inner workings of behind the scenes, like the shit that happens at night to just flip over the city and make it different the next day. I really am. I'm just comfortable at night, man. I like it better at night. But I like the really early mornings, too. Maybe instead of fighting and trying to get up early, maybe I should just stay up all night. Now that the sun rises pretty early, because it's getting to be spring, I could stay up all night, and then I could still get the morning. Man, just a cop car just went barreling by, narrowly avoiding a paramedic ambulance thing that's going the other way. Why is ambulance written backwards on the front of ambulances? Is that for people when they look in their rearview mirror? What is that all about? But I don't know. Yeah, maybe I should try that. Stay up all night, then still get my morning. Although it's weird to go to a coffee shop and get a coffee right before you intend to go to bed. But I don't know, man. I'll think. We'll think about it. We'll see. We'll see what it can do. All right, Fuck the World by Tiger Army. Go! I'm almost back home. Just past this laundromat that's a couple of blocks down from my house. We see, it says cleanest laundromat in the city. Who the fuck, who is checking that shit out? Who is in charge of testing the cleanliness of laundromats? I'm pretty sure no one gives a shit. Pretty sure you made that up. There's 1602 Elliott's Bar. All right, anyway, I feel better now. And I went for a walk, bought some snacks. Speaking of 5 years ago, man, I remember I did a show like this in Queens, where I ended up going to, I can't remember the name of it now, but this diner. Watching fucking Ace Ventura. Remember I played an Anthrax song called Grunt and Click. That's all I can remember. And it's always weird as people hanging out, like this bar, this whole neighborhood really, it's 20s and 30s, but like at that bar in particular, there's no young people. It's all, everyone's our age, like late 20s, early 30s. I heard Elliot deliberately doesn't make dumb drinks that stupid fucks like. Tries to deliberately keep it skewing a little older. So it's kind of cool sometimes whenever I do end up there. I'm like, yeah, look at all this. All these chicks that are my age and stuff. This is nice. But then I always wonder, like, man, if my life went so off the rails, what happened to all these people? Why are they all at the bar, too? What are you doing? Why are you in your 30s and you don't have kids and a job and shit? Well, they probably have jobs. But what kind of job can you be at a bar at 2:30 in the morning on a Tuesday, you know, man? We're fucking misfits, dude. All right, I'm home now, so. One last song, I'll just play. Ramona by Beck. Real good song. Nice little end off the night. Nice little song to go to bed to, right? Huh? Wishful thinking. Nighty night, thank you for listening. Goodbye.